Hi, I'm Danielle.
Okay. Oh.
Yep. Hello? Okay, I'm back.
You're back?
I'm back.
Hey. All right.
I'm back. Woo. There. This guy's just a little
You have a lot of editing to do.
Welcome back to This, That, and the Other Thing. Thanks for tuning in. I am here today with a few more special guests, along with my, you know, regular old co-host over there.
Oh, I'm the old co-host now. Yep. Okay, I see how it is.
So we have two of our very best friends with us, with Meredith and Nicole. Welcome. Glad you're here.
We're happy to have you guys.
Thanks. Yeah,
so excited.
Happy to be here.
And it's a good excuse to hang out.
It sure is.
All right, so ladies, obviously we know you guys a little bit, at least for the last, I don't know, decade or so. But for our audience out there, let's hear a little something about yourselves. 10, 15 seconds. Nick, you're up.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I live in Pennsylvania. I have two kids. I have a husband. I teach a spin class a couple days a week.
Woo.
I love the sun. I love summertime. I love hanging out with my kids. And I like wine a lot.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Especially with that recipe you got there, the kids and the biking and all that stuff. And wine. Need that wine.
So I'm Meredith. I as well have two children and am married. I am a Jersey girl. I like my bling and
You love a good brunch.
Yes, I do. Food. I do. I love my food. I love my sweets. Gotta have some cake.
We will have some later.
Yeah, there we go.
We have cake.
That's how we got them here today. We said there will be cake. And you know what? They showed up. So that's all
Opened
it takes.
That big white door van.
That's right.
White van door. offered some cake.
That was you today, right?
Yep.
It's just continuing with the theme.
All right. So now that we know a little bit about you two, how about we discuss what we think the, I guess, definition of friends and maybe what you think best friends are and what, I guess, acquaintances could be? Like, what's your line of definition there?
Well, it's got to be somebody that you're comfortable with, obviously, because if you're not comfortable around people, you're not going to share anything and you're not going to care about what they have to say.
Absolutely.
Got to show your true colors. That makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you need to be confident that the company that you're with is good to you.
Yeah, totally agree with that.
And you can't be friends with hoodlums. Like, you have to be friends with genuine people.
Yes.
That
are going to care, just like
exactly.
you do.
They're going to care. Yeah. They're going to be loyal. They're going to be truthful.
Yeah.
A true friend to me. I'm like, I consider those people that need to constantly hang out with you and talk to you all the time, those are your high maintenance friends. And I'm definitely not, I have a low tolerance for high maintenance friends.
Yeah.
I love my friends that I can, you know, 3 months may go by, I may not have talked to you, but we get together and it's like, I just saw you a week ago. And that's what you guys are to me.
Yes.
And so that's like a real true friend when, you know, it's like you haven't had that time apart.
Exactly.
And so true friend. So now I know this is a little weird, but do you say best friends, true friends, really good friends, close friends? Like, what are your terms?
My biffs. Oh, did we say biffs at the same time?
Biffs? I said bad bitches.
Oh. Wow, yeah, nobody heard that.
I said bad bitches, but we can go with biffs.
Like that I heard works. Something.
My biffs.
My biffs.
All right. All right.
I mean, I'm kind of old school, so I say best friends. But
me too. It's okay.
But there's a very reserved compartment for best friends. Like, mm-hmm. not everybody I know is my best friend. Like, it's a very coveted position in my life.
I agree. I second that.
Right? You have
so,
to earn it.
Like, in the chart of best friends, where do we fall? No, I'm just kidding.
You're at the top.
Yeah, we know.
Hands down.
You're all at the bottom holding it all up.
That's right where we need to be, you know? We're there for each other in that sort of sense. So it's good. So we've obviously stayed in touch for many, many years, and we make it a point each year to get together at least a few times within our busy lives. How, you know, we celebrate is kind of like this, like tonight, you know, we get together, have some drinks, have a few laughs. This time we're just recording, but What are some of the ways that...
It's not weird at all.
It's not weird at all. Yeah, no. We've only been recording for 3.5 hours I know. Now.
And totally I've got fine. Nothing accomplished.
We have 7 seconds of material.
But, you know, how do we like to celebrate big events, you know, together, birthdays, etc.?
Well, how do we like to, want to, or what do we actually do? Because what I would love to do is I'll be like, we're going to Turks and Caicos yes. for the weekend, yes. and yes. that's what we do.
Yeah. Which yeah. we did, the three.
We will do this again. We will.
I didn't get to join that time, but that sounds like owe it
to you, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I do want to do that one day.
Well, I mean, if there's ever a place to make a pact, it's on tape.
At Vegas?
Yeah. Like, nobody's getting locked on the roof, I hope.
Oh, yeah. No. It would be me. Yeah.
At least you'd get the best tan.
I mean, I like the sun, so I'm not yes. against it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, yeah, there's a difference there.
Yes. Between how we would. Yeah.
I would want to, but we definitely try as best we can to make it as fun.
Just yeah. do anything. Yeah. Which we can have right. a great time. This is awesome.
Oh, I yep. love just talking to you girls. Yeah, like yep. just doing nothing and talking to you girls.
Definitely. Just talking is the best. I don't know. I don't care where we are. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, it's yeah. just, it's never, I just envision at one point, and maybe for when we get older, but us renting like a lake house somewhere.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
just,
we need to do this.
Right? Just mm-hmm. hanging out yeah. at this lake house and yep. just
yeah, it
talking.
Doesn't have to be Turks and Caicos. We can do the
I will
lake
go
house.
There too,
yeah.
but I will go there
now,
too.
That's on the list. That is on the list.
The lake house sounds just as nice too.
And no kids, just for the record.
Yeah.
On board with that.
Girls Tanya. Only.
No, okay. Also on the record, every one of your kids is just fine.
Oh,
I like all of them. It's the ones that I don't know. They're a little weird.
We get it. They can't touch your Dory poster. These are my toys. My Funko Pops.
Yep.
Do not touch it. Please leave the candy back away from the cubicle.
Barbed wire fence.
Tell us about your day, Danielle.
My day? Oh, no.
Let's
you don't want to
back
about it.
To, or bring your kid to work day.
It was fun.
For a girl that does not have children.
It was fun. Like, I mean, they weren't like all up on you or anything. It was just, it was a different atmosphere with children in the office. That's yeah. for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Nobody got work done.
No, I know. We got work done. They deliberately like separated you out and... Not separated you, the children. Yeah. They separated all the kids and had a fun day and did like events with them and stuff. And I mean, as fun as an architecture firm could possibly be for kids, like it's really not that great.
Blueprints!
Yeah, not even. Not no, even. It's all on the computer now. Computer now. So, no. So we have
no
like
they were playing tag.
Yeah. So we have like a laser cutting or 3D printing yes. type machine.
Yeah.
So they like got little keychains or whatever that they made for them.
Oh.
They had some other, I feel like there was like coloring going on. I'm not really sure.
I'm sure. Yeah, there was
great day.
Yeah.
Great
but day. It was fun because they got to hear them like themselves get called over like the loudspeaker that mm-hmm. we have and the paging system. So I don't know. It was fun for them, I think.
Yeah.
Something different.
They'll yeah. remember that.
Yeah.
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 I still remember going to work with my mom. And yeah. I mean, I just like stamped like papers.
Aww. Yeah. And but it's like copier. Super exciting for yeah, them to see fun. What mom
yeah.
does.
Yeah. And it's just something different. And you're like, yeah. yeah, I'm with my mom or my dad or whatever. Like
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Remember, does everybody remember it used to be bring your daughter to work day, not right. bring your
yeah,
child
bring your
to work day.
Yeah. Now yep. everybody's included.
Yep.
Chris really? Brings Quinn.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It yeah. was bring your daughter to work.
Just daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When it was me and my sister, we both got to go with my dad.
Oh.
And that's who, yeah. And it was
None
bring your daughter to
went.
Work day.
Yep.
Oh, because it was just the man that was working?
Exactly.
And I don't so even know. Broke, I think it was yeah. like a promoting to like get girls in the workplace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's I don't know. I remember that.
Yep. Yeah. It was just the daughters.
Yep.
They were like, those boys got it. They can find a job, no problem. You girls need some work. Yeah.
You need help.
So speaking of places we'd like to go, kind of backtracking on that a little bit, where and how did we all meet? Does everybody remember?
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Can we mention the place?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you and I met.
Sixth grade,
yeah, 1996.
Yeah, 1996, like the week before we went to Fairview Lake Camp.
Yeah, I moved there and then
you
I had
were
to go camping.
Sixth grade sixth in 96?
Yes.
Yeah. That's okay.
Do you know when I graduated?
graduated
96.
What?
97.
Oh.
High school?
Yes.
Oh. It's really not that much of a difference.
Not. Six.
Graduated six, high school. Didn't seven, go eight, to high school.
No. Yeah, like I was
graduated
out.
High school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we started junior high the next year.
In 97, yeah. You're only like
you started junior high, not high school.
Right.
It's like, it's still like two seven more years.
I was done.
That's only like two more years.
That's okay. I was out of high school before John was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, you cougar. I like it.
It's not
it.
That bad.
That's better.
Yeah, we're the cougar section over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
My husband is old. Can I add that to my facts? Yes, my husband yes. is older than me, is and he always will be.
Oh, I didn't know that.
1 year, like a year and a half.
Oh.
But he's still older.
He had a 40th last year?
Yes.
Because let's talk about your 40th.
Oh.
Our girl... Oh.
It's done.
Don't mention it.
And over.
But no, so we met in sixth grade.
Yep, sixth grade.
And then you went to college and I sort of went to college. And then I decided to go work instead.
Yep.
And
thankfully.
Yes, thankfully.
Honestly.
Because this happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. And by this means my girl's over here.
Yeah.
We became...
Well, yeah. You became, the three of you became.
Yes, we worked at a doctor's office.
And then
office.
I was like kind of an automatic, hey, deal
you
with
were
me.
You were automatically in.
Yeah, yeah, no, we were.
You came as a package.
Exactly. Of course, on to you.
And it was never questioned, though, and it was never no. not okay. Yeah, no. Like, sometimes mm-hmm. girls, let's admit, girls are like,
oh,
no,
we're the worst.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
mine, she's not yours.
Yeah,
but it was never
no.
like that.
Yep.
Ever.
It was just, hey, here's some friends. It was go have fun.
Exactly. Is Danielle coming? That's how it is. Like, that's how it was.
We're going to the city.
Yeah,
okay.
I was gonna yeah. say, I think we'll Chinatown was the first time we went all together.
Yeah. We met at the office.
So, yeah.
And
yeah.
we all drove in and yep. we had our Sparrow pizza. And
that picture came up not too long ago on Facebook of us in the chocolate car.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Or did you have a different car?
No,
before?
It was a different car. No. Silver.
It was
yes,
the silver.
Yes, yep.
before
then,
the chocolate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
I just remember pulling into the parking lot by like the front doors of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I think, were already there.
Mm-hmm.
And you were pointing out their cars. And I'm like, oh, God, I get to meet new people. And like, yeah. Who knew?
And it all, yeah.
It's like, I hope they don't touch my stuff. And now we're in your house,
yep.
touching your
touching
stuff.
Touching all of your stuff.
Yeah. Looking for your wine.
Yes.
Yep. FYI, I'm really not that bad.
No.
For all of you out there.
No. We tease. But yeah, so we worked at the doctor's office. Nicole was like... I don't even know what your title was. You basically were managing
the office coordinator.
Yes, yeah. Wow. I got some weird titles as you progress through there. It's like they
happened.
Just invent
yeah.
names, and then it was kind of like you could kind of create your own.
Well, that's the thing. They just put me in a new seat, and I just kind of did yeah. whatever had what to be it, done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You put on the different hats.
Wow. Right.
Yep.
It was great.
That's impressive, actually.
It was just a great
here,
job.
Do whatever is needed over here.
Yeah. Done. I mean, it was, you know, it was a good job.
And Meredith was a cool. nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Eventually RN.
Trying to become a nurse, yep, yep. and work there in the interim. Yep.
I remember that. We were like, you gotta do it. Making
one
your resume,
of,
I remember that too.
One of the best that we had there for the record.
Oh.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Patients loved you, doctors loved you, employees loved you. It was incredible. So smart.
Thank
so
you.
Good.
Yeah, it was a good, it was really one of, it was up there on my top jobs that I've ever had, I think.
It was
just
a good
because
gig.
Of the good, yeah,
yeah.
good people,
mm-hmm.
and it was a good gig.
Yeah, working with good people is important.
Oh my God, it makes a world of a difference.
Yep.
So let's go around and describe each other. Let's start with Danielle and use a few words. We'll each pick a word or so to describe Danielle. Nick, you got one?
Serene.
Oh, that's so cute.
I wouldn't have like thought of that for myself at all.
No?
No.
You're like the most... calm,
yeah.
level.
Until you ask John.
And I'm not.
Well, that's what
but
spouses
I appreciate
are for.
That. Thank you.
It's true. The crap. Ever since the first time I met you, that's like, and that's initially my first point was you have to be aww. Comfortable around people and you're just such a,
yeah,
like a level presence. That's just so, it's so nice.
Oh, thanks. That's really you're nice. Welcome. Thank you.
You still nervous? I got
you
another one.
Cry.
Okay.
Oh. I'm so bad at this stuff, but if I just like thought of the first word that came to my head, it was lovable.
Oh,
I don't know
oh,
why, but
oh,
I just think
good.
It was so lovable.
Well, that's funny because my word was huggable.
Oh,
so I mean, you're just a very ubble, you know,
yep.
you're huggable, lovable,
serenable.
Serenable.
Yeah,
I'll take serenable. Oh, that's nice. Oh, now I'm like all warm and fuzzy.
See? You and now you need people? To give you a hug. I mean, you're just like, come give me a hug.
Oh, guys.
Cute. All right, Nicole.
Again, the first word that comes to my mind is strong.
Yes.
I don't know. Just, yeah, strong in so many ways. Physically, mentally, always just, you know, pushes through whatever comes her way. And yeah, just very, very strong person. One of the strongest people I've met.
Absolutely. I was going to say, going off that is resilient. It's like there's literally nothing that like gets thrown your way that like you can't handle. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm blessed to have a younger sister. I feel like I look up to you as my big sister, so to speak. And there is like that, you know, like no matter what,
Mom.
You're there. Yeah.
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 Resilient.
Yeah. That's a good word.
And the tissues are over there.
Thank you. Thanks. That was my next question.
No, you're strong, Nicole.
Yeah, you get no tissues.
Don't ruin this.
No tissue for you.
There's no crying in podcasting. That's right. What did I say? We're bad bitches for life.
My allergies.
Okay, and I think I am gonna choose patient.
That's
what?
Uh huh.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You see, need to come to you my say house. Serene,
but yeah. Nope. I've got patient over here for sure. Yeah, definitely. It's just like, even from the first time I met you, you weren't quite mom yet, but always have that mom patience to me. That's kind of, I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but yeah.
You got to come to my house.
We should switch and see what the other has to say.
A day in the life. Oh.
What was that show on TV? Wife Swap.
Oh, yes. Oh, can we do that? Oh, my God. My husband would laugh so hard if he heard you describe me as patient. That's funny. That's a huge, that makes me happy, though.
Sorry for everyone who heard the cat in the background.
I told you, those are our podcats, by the way. Yes. Podcats.
Cute.
And I keep trying to get a picture of the two of them. I have one of Frank, but Beans has yet to come down here, and I'm not picking him up.
No, I'll get him down here eventually.
All right, next up, Miss Meredith. And I'm going to go first with this one. It's fearless, because
that's a good one.
When she sees something she wants, she goes for it. And no matter what, I think you just attack everything with 110%.
Thank you.
And I give you so much credit for everything that you do. And I look up to you for that.
Thank you. That was very sweet.
I agree. You got one?
Yeah. Happy? Definitely. Just all the time.
All the time.
Really, I rarely see you without a smile, no matter what's going on.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the time. I don't know.
Plain simple.
Yeah.
It's so interesting to hear what people have to say about you. It's like amazing.
It is.
Because you wouldn't think about that about yourself and to hear people say it. Thank you.
Welcome. So I had a couple words, but they sound detrimental, and I don't want it to sound like that. But like the closest one I can come up with is genuine.
Oh. Yeah.
Just everything you say and everything you do is just so genuine. Like you don't ever put on a front. You don't ever BS anybody. You say whatever comes into your head, and it's always hilarious and happy. Uh-huh. And it's just, you are just the most sincere person, and it's so refreshing to be around. It really is.
Thank you.
It's like, it's to me, it's like not no filter, but it is a little no filter.
It's where you're just unapologetic. It's
unapologetic is a great. That is great, and it's so accurate. Yep. Yes, like I was thinking naive, but naive sounds detrimental.
That would be accurate too.
But that sounds so detrimental. Do you know what I mean? And
naive.
I had another one, but it sounded so. It didn't sound complimentary, and I want it to be.
That would have been hilarious if you just had heard of this so naive. You should have just said it
and just left it at that. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what my husband would say.
Unapologetic. That's a better one.
Unapologetically you, not I'm not. You say sorry all like the time. Not,
yeah,
same to, all yes, same to me.
Says sorry all the time.
Not unapologetic.
Most apologetic.
That truth more comes out and then I'm like, oh, wait. Like, no, nobody wants gluten-free shit. Oh, shit. I didn't mean
I have
that.
A gluten-free vegan menu. No.
And on that note,
Your turn, I think. Stephanie's on the hot seat.
Yes.
Now we can skip it.
Stephanie's turn.
my face hurts already.
So, Stephanie, a bunch of words roll through my head, starting with, like, sexy, my bitch, or die.
Those okay, are I gotta stop drinking because I.
Those are kind of what a flow, but in
can we
in
stay
all
with
honesty,
the ubbles and say doable?
But honestly, I would say selfless.
Oh my God, that's my word.
Stephanie. I think like anybody would say that.
Everybody,
the most selfless.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of the word at first. I was thinking selfish, but it's, it's selfless.
The opposite.
Because she'd do anything for anybody.
Yeah.
That was
sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That's hilarious.
I'll go
hilarious.
Back to sexy.
No. That was my word, selfless.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yes.
That's nice. I'm going to throw out loyal in there.
Yeah. Loyal is so, so powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, we don't really get together except if it works
for her. Exactly.
No, although we have the intentions.
Yes,
I just make it happen.
Yes, we all want to. But yeah, you can always count on Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Always.
Yep.
Well, you guys are part of me, so there's a little bit of all of those things in us, and probably all because of each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
bring out the best in me, absolutely, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I don't know where we would be today without each other, and I don't want to think about that.
No.
But really, just like yeah. thinking about how
yeah.
everything has led up to this point and where we are in our lives,
yeah.
it's pretty crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want my girls to have this. This
oh,
is what
yeah.
I want
yeah.
my girls
yeah.
to have, right here.
You need that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You do. It's good for your mental health.
Yeah, definitely.
But it also set the standard for any other friendships or people you met later in your life. And yeah. I said, like, I don't know that, like, of course there's people and friends, right? But I don't know if it meets that level, like, of just because you are all such good people. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know.
It's okay.
Forget
I know where you're going.
It's I can't
hard to,
it.
Like, start
yeah.
this with anybody else.
Yes, right, right.
Because... who has the time and
well,
who
right.
has the energy?
That's a big part. yeah.
But why, like, you invest so much of yourself into somebody and then it could go so yeah. wrong at the same time. It's like dating,
yeah.
you know?
It which, really is.
Yeah.
It's actually more so because your friends are there for you during dating and
right.
other things too, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes.
And they even say, like, when you, quote unquote, break up with a friend, that it's harder on you than in a dating relationship.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Which I think... we've all kind of gone through at least once in our lives.
Guilty.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's all for the better.
Absolutely.
Anyway, let's lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, no yeah. one's going to want to listen to this.
No. Hey, listen, we got 4 listeners right here.
Yeah, exactly.
We're crying over each other. Oh,
I know. We're just like,
listen, if you didn't expect that
you.
To happen.
No, I love you.
I love you.
If you didn't see tears coming, then...
Yeah, I mean, it's 4 girls in a room. There's going to
yeah.
be some tears.
Stuck yeah. in life. Yeah, truly.
I thought we'd play a game of most likely to. So we've got a couple of questions. We'll throw up and see. Throw up. We haven't had that much wine. We'll go through a couple of questions and throw out who we think in this group would be the most likely to do such thing.
All
so
right.
I guess, should we all just say the name at the same time or?
Yeah, just
yeah.
like throw it out.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll start easy. Who's most likely to be a bad actor?
Meredith. She'll
yeah.
laugh.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
said Meredith.
She'll
said,
laugh.
She can't hide it.
Yeah.
Anything.
She's like, too genuine.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
She's too genuine. We're going to do that.
Ooh.
These are actually hard.
Most likely to smoke weed often?
Stephanie.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say Stephanie too.
Hey, I'll yep. take that title. Sorry, Mom.
Does Meanwhile, Danielle's like...
yeah, she's the secret one.
Well, you know, it's like, she's the one that... We're the package deal here. Right. So, I mean... yeah.
So you smoke it, I exhale it, and we're all good.
Got it.
Who is most likely to never spend her money?
Danielle.
Yeah. Oh.
Danielle.
Same. I keep pointing. I'm supposed to
say
the name.
As we're sitting in the basement of IKEA.
Really? You're so good about, like, your budget. Plus,
yeah.
you have kids.
That's
so, like,
right. Last week,
you know, you're like,
John.
God. Whatever happened to that?
Yeah.
Are we
oh, no,
still doing that?
Still kind of around, yeah.
Sorry.
Fluctuates.
You had 30 $30 lunch or something.
I know, we were like went to lunch or something, and I was like, yay, so $3.
I forgot all about that.
I didn't do it until we talked about your... until she brought it up. Oh, my God.
She's shocked when we say she's the least likely to spend money. Yeah,
yeah. Me? But just knowing how, like, I don't score. Really save money. It was a good accomplishment, guys.
Guys, I still have money for next week because that brunch was cheaper.
All right, I take back my word. I want to call you frugal if it makes you that happy.
Thank you.
She could be serene and frugal.
She's serenely frugal.
Who's most likely to hate Justin Bieber?
Not me.
Oh, I was going to say Nicole.
Yeah.
I love Bieber.
Oh, really?
You hate my tattoo? No, I'm kidding. Oh. I love Bieber.
Oh. Really?
Even I now?
I love his new stuff, him yeah. and Ed Sheeran. Oh, yeah. I play his stuff okay. all the time.
See, I don't know. I thought your girls would get into it, and then you'd be like, I hate it.
Yeah. But yeah.
No. Then it would be Danielle by default.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, Danielle.
Thanks. No, I don't really
like Seems. Like are you?
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't like hate him or love him. You know, I don't. I like
I think
it.
He's. He needs like a break. Music. Like he's had.
Yeah,
he's,
I think
he was famous
he
so young.
Yeah,
and it just it happens.
Yeah, yeah I know.
He, yeah,
everybody's he needs like, a break. Oh, he doesn't have it rough. He has money, but it's like he started so little. Anything. He right. didn't know any yeah. better. No, and
he
then
can't help.
His
it's like Macaulay Culkin. Look at that tree.
Yeah, and you can have all the money in the world and still need a break.
Right.
Come on.
A gorgeous wife.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Who sticks up for him? Mm-hmm. I mean, did you see that scathing post? Yeah. He's lucky.
Who's most likely to always be sleeping?
Danielle.
Yeah.
Oh god.
That was like, yeah. Well, because you can.
Just yeah. Don't have kids.
Listen, I can. We're not hating. We're not hating. We're just jealous.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Uber all jealous. Right.
I'll enjoy it then.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to have always been the heartbreaker?
Meredith.
Definitely.
Princess Jasmine.
Yeah. No, not anymore. If I was ever, but.
Okay, these are some random ones. Who's most likely to join the military?
Oh, it's Nicole.
I think it would be Nicole.
Me? Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say you.
Yeah, I was like torn. I initially was coming out with Stephanie, but.
So let's switch over to some never have I ever questions.
Ooh, okay.
Never have I ever played never have I ever.
Oh, Nicole.
Danielle.
I don't know. I'm not sure what it is.
This game that we're playing right now.
No, no, no. Oh, never have I played. Oh.
Have you ever played this game before?
Obviously not. Meredith.
There you go.
Never have I ever been drunk.
Radio silence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever made a prank call. Ooh, guilty.
All of us.
Never have I ever thrown up from being too drunk. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a rite of passage.
Never have I ever kissed a poster of a celebrity.
Danielle.
Oh, come on.
I haven't.
Really?
Nope.
Oh.
No.
Never have I ever failed a course in school. Stephanie.
Danielle.
I mean, I still pat. No, I did. Never mind.
Never have I ever gotten into a physical fight with someone.
Danielle.
Oh. Nicole.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, okay. All right, let's see. Never have I ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Me, Stephanie, never.
Danielle.
Really?
No, wow, really?
No interest, zero.
Nope, not even.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I've watched a couple minutes, and every time they say, what's the name of their store? Dash.
Oh, you're like,
I just want to punch them in the face.
Never. I mean, does like the preview... Does that count?
No.
No.
Like, I turned on the show and watched, like, 10 minutes of it, and I had to change it because I can't stand the way they talk.
You know? Yeah, I don't think I could do that either.
Never have I ever cut class.
Danielle.
What? Are you kidding me?
Never. I don't know. I kind of cut class in college, but I don't know if that counts.
I mean, I slept through it by accident, if that counts.
Yeah. But, like, we never cut class in high school.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was college if I did it.
Yeah.
You didn't cut class in high school? Oh, my God.
No. Well, we were in the middle of the woods. Where were
we
going
to go?
Did you see where I grew
anywhere.
Up?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, wait a minute. You guys are the ones.
Fair enough, I guess.
Here's one. Never have I ever said, I love you, without actually feeling it.
Oh,
Nicole, I always mean it.
Never have I ever been kicked out of a bar.
Oh, Danielle.
Meredith.
Nicole.
No. I'm sorry. We technically did not get kicked out of the bar, but people that we associated with get kicked out of the bar. Yeah, so does that count?
You didn't get kicked out. All right,
then I didn't get kicked out of the bar.
All right. We're all safe. Home base. Safe.
Never have I ever traveled by plane. We all have, right? Yeah. We have together. So that would be... never have I ever been robbed.
Danielle.
Nicole. Silence.
My wallet was stolen at work.
Yeah. My car. Yeah.
For real? Oh, wait. Yeah. No, I had a Walkman stolen.
Years ago. Probably 10 years ago. But yeah, had everything in it.
Oh, I always think robbed as like the thing being physically on you.
Oh, taken, like somebody.
But not, like, yeah. Oh. No. So, okay. I take mine back. I was. Oh, I missed that thing.
Never have I ever been arrested.
Danielle.
Nicole.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't think I wasn't technically arrested.
I was arrested for shoplifting in Nordstrom's in Paramus. My parents had to come get me at the police station.
Oh, no. What was it for?
Clothes. Okay. I got a little crazy with stealing clothes. Yeah.
Were you like 27?
No, I was like 16 or 17.
It was last year.
Yeah. I know.
I almost got arrested by default in Mahwah.
Oh, right, in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't me. Never have I ever taken part in a talent show.
Nicole.
Really?
Oh, never? My God. I don't have any talents. Are you kidding?
I'm not even like elementary school.
Nothing? No. Terrified to be in front of people.
Oh.
I don't think I would have thought that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I remember the first talent show I saw Danielle in. She was dancing and her dad was singing.
Sixth grade.
Yeah. Yep.
Aww. Oh, you did it with your dad?
Me and Lish.
Aw, that's cute.
That is the sweetest.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Sweetest.
I was just talking about the talent shows today because on a previous episode, we talked about how I want to learn sign language.
Yep.
And a coworker said that she knows a little bit and was willing to teach me. And I mentioned that at those talent shows, at the time, my best friend's mom knew sign language and she would teach everybody that was in the talent show a song and we would all do it at the end.
That was my favorite part of school was when there was like a club.
Yeah.
And they would do a song in front of the whole school and they would sign the whole song. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, it was fun. I don't remember a thing from it.
Yeah, I took sign language for like a course somewhere, but I don't remember much of it.
Fun memories.
Never have I ever cried or flirted my way out of a speeding ticket.
Danielle.
Meredith.
Nicole.
What?
I don't think I've ever cried or
flirted. Do you not remember when we went
on for my birthday? Yes. In the city? I guess
we didn't really flirt.
He was more interested in what we were doing. I don't know that I purposefully flirted with a cop.
What if I was already crying? Totally remember crying and getting pulled over already. And he just came up and looked at me and was like, have a good day.
That's nice. No, I think 90% of my pullovers have gotten me a ticket.
Yeah. I'm like, what did I
do? I know. Just go ahead. It's fine.
I gotta go to work.
Right.
Never have I ever peed in the shower. Yeah. We've all done that.
If you did, every I was day. Gonna say liar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never have I ever seen a ghost. Nicole.
Meredith.
I don't know.
I feel like I might have.
I've never seen one. Sure.
No, I've never either.
This is so freaky. I don't know. Growing up, there was my best friend who's now my sister-in-law. And she had this like playhouse in the back woods of their house. And we would go out there and I don't even know what sparked it. But like we would talk to this girl named Abigail. And
that's not creepy.
I know. She wasn't real. And I thought maybe she was like our imaginary friend. But like now, like thinking back was like, then she, in her parents' house, there was like this portrait, you know, it was like some artwork that they had. And it was of this young girl. And we both said, oh, that's Abigail. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's definitely not creepy at all.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's weird because we were kids and
that's cool.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe we invented it in our heads, but we were like 8. So I don't know.
I'm going to go with ghost. Yeah. Definitely.
Should go back to that house, that little house.
Oh, no. No.
I'll go with you.
Blair Witch House.
It's Abigail Witch House.
Ooh, never have I ever had a fake ID.
Nicole.
Danielle. Stephanie.
Okay.
I had one.
Damn.
Mare's the rebel. Yeah. Right. I like it.
Never have I ever gone surfing.
Danielle.
Nicole. Meredith.
Wow. That's the is that the first one we all?
Yes.
I think so.
Yep. Huh. We got to go to an island and learn how to surf. No, obviously.
Yep. It's fine. Hey, what about
paddleboarding?
Thank you.
Paddleboard. Yes.
That's hard.
I'm in.
Well, no. Let's do it.
There's no core to do that. Okay.
She's going to be, what are we kidding? She's going to be at the hotel room.
Under a palm tree?
Yeah.
She can't be on the sun.
You cannot take the swine tan part two. Mm-hmm.
She can't be on the sun.
Avoid it at all costs.
Can we paddleboard under a roof?
Yeah, is that possible? Does it come with an awning?
I did. And then the wind blows you over. I'll get you one of those hats with the umbrella on it.
Oh, right. There you go.
That definitely will work.
Oh, that's fantastic.
How about never have I ever re-gifted something that I received? Yeah. Pretty sure that everyone in the world has done this. Yeah.
Never have I ever been skydiving?
Meredith. Danielle.
Have you been?
No.
Oh. So that's another one.
I said no.
Oh.
I forgot to say my name. No.
To this day, and I'm sure I've said it in front of everybody here, I would be the one that would jump out of the plane and pull the parachute, but it would be like forks, knives, and an anvil comes out. Never going to try that.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
I have no desire. Yeah. I don't even want to go up in the plane.
Yep. Me too.
Right.
Yep. No.
Okay. Ooh, never have I ever dined and dashed.
Oh, Nicole.
And Meredith.
Yeah.
Danielle.
You
have
sure?
You been peer pressure?
You like rolled your eyes.
Danielle.
No, I like want to hear everybody. Sorry.
No.
I feel bad.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. No, never.
Never have I ever shot a gun. That's right. Bad bitches over here.
Never have I ever shot somebody.
Oh, Danielle.
Stephanie. Nicole.
Just checking.
Just checking.
Just checking. Whoops.
Remember that arrest we talked about?
Oh my gosh. And now it's time for some things to know.
Did you know that Oreos are a knockoff of Hydrox cookies, which came out 4 years earlier in 1908? Because I sure didn't.
German chocolate cake isn't German. It's named for Sam German, an American baker.
Okay, mind blown.
And now you know.
Well, in honor of our birthdays every year, the four of us try to get together and do something, whether it's the city, the beach, an overnight somewhere, just hanging out. We always manage to get together because we all have birthdays in the summer, which is awesome. This year, we decided to celebrate tonight. So, of course, we had to have cake. So let's bring out the cake. Mm. And by cake, I mean we each got cupcakes for ourselves, different flavors, and
six of them
most amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, they smell good. The peanut butter cup ones look unbelievable. The chocolate ganache on there, like, shout out to Ava's cupcakes because these look ridic. Well, happy birthday, amazing. Girls.
Happy birthday.
That's cheesy.
Well, now we got to go and enjoy all this cake, all these cupcakes. So,
Thanks, ladies, for having us. It's been
You're
fun.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah,
this was a joy. Birthdays. Thank you.
She sounds so sincere. All right. Well, that's been this, that, and the other thing. I'm Stephanie, along with my co-host Danielle and our guest co-host Meredith and Nicole. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, with friends, anything is possible. Bye.
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 That was stupid.
Bye.
This, That, and the Other Thing with Danielle Messina and Stephanie Rossi is recorded at Landbridge Records. Special thanks to Rigby for providing our theme song and incidentals. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com.
I have weird sexual fetishes.
There's my Whipple tickle.
Yeah, like, oh, he really got that. Yeah. What?
Please delete that.
I plead the fifth.
And like, don't worry if you.
Like, it's. I started like remembering things like, like an old lady.
What are these here for?
There's no hot tub.
Those are your cleanup tissues. There's also
no black light down here either. So,
oh lord.
Do they sell black lights at IKEA?
Number 64.
Actually, I think they do.
Are you talking about sweaty balls?
Yes!
Sweaty balls.
That's what it is. With SNL. Yes.
I can't wait to put my mouth on my sweaty balls.
That's what I'm thinking of. Is John going to eat any of those?
No. These are mine.